This is VOA News via remote. Tommy. A ransomware attack has paralyzed the networks of at least 200 U.S. companies. That is according to a cybersecurity researcher whose company was responding to the incident. John Hammond of the security firm Huntress Labs says that a major Russian-speaking ransomware syndicate appears to be behind that attack. He says the criminals in the Rivoa gang targeted a software supplier called Kaseya, using its network management software as a conduit to spread the ransomware more widely. Other researchers agreed with Hammond's assessment. It was not immediately clear how many Kaseya customers might be affected or who they might be. American troops pulled out of their main military base in Afghanistan Friday after 20 years in the country and amid warnings from top military commanders that the country could descend into civil war without them. The Bagram pullout brought an effective end to the longest war in the U.S. history. The base an hour's drive north of Kabul was where the U.S. military coordinated its air war and logistical support for its entire Afghan mission. The Taliban thanked them for leaving. For the international forces, more than 3,500 of whom were killed in Afghanistan, the exit came with no pageantry. The number of people missing in the Florida condominium collapse fell following a new review, but fears of another potentially catastrophic failure deepened Friday after engineers found unsafe conditions in a different tower and ordered the entire building evacuated. The city of North Miami Beach announced that an audit prompted by the deadly collapse of the towers found that 156-unit Crestview Towers building structurally and electrically unsafe. Meanwhile, four more bodies were pulled from the rubble in Surfside, including a 7-year-old, which brings